produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You are now tuned into the CEO Mindset with your amazing host, Nicole Gates, with trending topics to empower, encourage, and equip the female business leader.
So we are back with another episode of the CEO Mindset and the CEO Unlimited podcast, designed just for you CEOs that are out there. And I'm super, super, super excited. I say that every week, though. Listen, I'm always excited about all the guests that I'm able to interview and have come on the podcast. But today, for me, is really special because I have my good friend, Ms. Brenda White, with the Secret Garden Wellness Spa. And listen to me, if you are not doing self-care, if you are neglecting yourself and not taking a me day, today we are going to change that for you. Welcome to the show, Miss Brenda White. How are you this afternoon?
Hello, hello. I am great. I am great and excited to be here this morning with you.
Awesome. Listen, I want to just dive right in, if that's okay with you. I want you to go ahead. I always allow my guests to introduce themselves and tell us who you are and what you do and why you do what you do.
Super, super. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Brenda White, and I am one of the owners of the Secret Garden Wellness Spa here, located in Covington, Tennessee. Yes, a little small town of Covington. And we are a wellness spa that... It's a place of release and place of self-care for women. We operated at a level where we just cater to the women right now, but it's a place where you can come in to be rejuvenated. And we are currently trying to just educate and empower women to love themselves inside out. Because, you know, most of the time women, they focus on the outer beauty, which is the makeup and the hair and the nails and all that, but be jacked up inside. So we just try to educate you, empower you to love you, really, really love yourself inside, because what's inside is your true beauty.
I love that. Oh, that just makes me feel so warm. And you know what? I learned the value years ago, Brenda, of self-care and really stopping. You know, I think right now, I don't know if you've been seeing some of my posts I've been posting on social media, and I keep telling, and I'm going to keep chiming this all of 2022, that the hustle is a hoax. You've got to take some time. We have to heal what I call hustle culture. You know, we think that we have to burn both ends of the candlestick, you know, work 24/7 just right, to be successful in business. And that is not so. So I'm thankful for you and what you do, because you allow us time to relax, which we absolutely need to do. We have to start taking care of ourselves. As CEOs, I don't think we can afford to any longer, you know, do it that way. We've done it that way. It doesn't work. We get burnt out and then we decide we want to quit. And thank God for the Secret Garden Wellness Spa, because now we have a place that we can come, we can get some relaxation, we can take care of ourselves so we feel rejuvenated and we can get back in the game and conquer some things, right? So I absolutely love that. We appreciate you. I appreciate you for what you are doing on that level. So tell us about what type of services do you offer at the Secret Garden Wellness Spa that these ladies could take advantage of?
Okay, our services are, we have yoni steaming, which is your vaginal detox. A lot of people are not really familiar with that, but the yoni steaming has been around for centuries. We're just a little bit slow in catching up with things, but you come in and get an organic herbal detox. And it's just like a facial when you go and get your facial steam, well, you get the girl steam, and that helps you in so many areas like your pH balance. If you still have a menstrual cycle and you have cramping and PMS symptoms, and for ladies like me, menopausal symptoms, oh, honey, yes, it helps you tremendously in that area. And if you don't have any problem, just come in, just be, you know, rejuvenated and just, you know, you don't have to suffer in silence. But we also have esthetician services where you can come in and get waxing and you can get facials. We have detox services where you can come in and get the drip therapy 901 service. And we also have massage chair. It's just a really nice, relaxed vibe where you can come in and just do all your self-care needs. The vibe is really, really cool and relaxing. A lot of times people don't want to leave and have to say, okay, it's time to go. And sometimes I let them stay.
That's funny. That would probably be me. I'll be like, wait, do I have to leave? You know. So Brenda, with that being said, I mean, that's some really cool services that you all offer. Could a person literally come there and spend the day? Could they come there and let's say spend 4 to 6 hours there, just having services done?
Yes, you could absolutely do that. We have ladies that come in and pay for 2 hours, and then they was like, can I extend my service? Because now I want to get this. It's so much, you have so much to offer. And I also forgot to mention that we do body sculpting, which is, you know, helping you to sculpt your body if you have some goals that you want to change some things around. And because we have so many services, they get in here and they're like, okay, well, let me pay for this too. So they, you know, and sometimes they extend the service and be here 3-4 hours. And sometimes a client may say, well, I want to spend a whole day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, some will bring their husband and we'll do a package for his and her. So they could be
okay. Nice. So Valentine's Day is coming. So yeah. Ladies, get on the books. Get on the books, because I'm definitely going back. I absolutely enjoyed my time. It was so relaxing to me, and I needed that, and I didn't realize how much I needed that. But Brenda, I want to talk to you about you being a CEO. And as you know, a CEO is the boss lady. She is the founder, the CEO. Back in the day, we used to call them CEOs. I absolutely hate that word, so that's, I changed it up. I was like, we are CEOs because we are ruling the world right now. Women are taken over by leaps and bounds. And I'm absolutely loving seeing so many women entrepreneurs out there. Brenda, when I first met you, we both were doing travel at the time and we just instantly connected. I love her vibe. Listen to me, if you are around this lady, you are going to be hyped up. Her energy is so incredible. But I want to know, as a CEO, what has been your biggest challenge in business?
Honey, I tell you, my biggest challenge has been finding people that we can match the same energy. You know, because we have a certain vibe here and certain mission that we are, you know, trying to give to our clients. It's just finding employees, you know, or finding people that really want to take care of themselves, or, you know, even if they don't, that when they once they come in here, then the whole, you know, concept of self-care changes when we have discussions about it. But that was my big challenge, is finding people that kind of, you know, the energy that matches with our vibe here.
Awesome. So, and I'm pretty sure, you know, now you probably have, now that the doors are open, the buzz is out there, people understand
what the yoni steams are and, you know, why they're beneficial. I'm starting to see a lot of people really taking advantage of that. And that's so incredible. Even with massage therapy, people understanding the benefits, the health benefits behind having regular massage therapy, you know, using essential oils. I know you have the absolute most amazing products. And I have to say this because I have tried products from different places. And I'm not even going to name names, but I've tried products from various places. But I tell you what, I love your products. My girls love your products. People that I have introduced to your products, they love it. They love it. So it's something there. So you are on a good track. So with that being said, let's talk about some of your greatest accomplishments. What things do you think you have done well in business?
Well, I feel like my greatest accomplishment has been to help women to forgive themselves, you know, that's going through pain, a trauma, or things that people said to us, or things people done to us, you know, to encourage them, because I am a sexual trauma survivor myself. And I spent many years just going through the motions and not knowing who I was. And, you know, because of the sexual trauma, I didn't realize how important my feminine health was, because, you know, when you're traumatized in that area, you don't really, you just cover it up and keep moving. Mm-hmm. But healed, and I have forgiven those people and healed, and now God has placed me in a position to where if he can do it for me, he can do it for someone else. Amen. And so I share my testimony with every client to come through the door for the very first time. And a lot of times we cry, they cry, and or either they say me too, you know, and so I let them know that there is beauty on the other side of that trauma, and you're looking at one. So
absolutely. I love that.
That's greatest accomplishments that I have finally discovered what my purpose is. I am happy, I'm healed, and I'm moving forward.
Amen. Oh, I'm sure that resonated with somebody that's going to be listening to this podcast. I want y'all to share this podcast, because that is so incredibly important that we understand who we are and how we can get past, you know, those traumas, and we can heal and we can be whole. You know, you don't have to stay there and we don't have to suffer in silence. So I absolutely agree with that. So Brenda, what advice would you give? Because I know you transitioned out of the travel industry into a completely different industry of work. But how did, I want to ask, I guess, a twofold question.
Okay.
How did the travel industry prepare you to be your own boss in this industry, right? In the health and wellness industry. And then what was my other question? What advice would you give to a person that's maybe going through that transition? Because a lot of people did transition during the pandemic, including myself. You know, I decided, you know, the travel I'm going to kind of put to the side. If it happens, it happens. But we're still, you know, experiencing all kinds of delays, you know, in regards to the travel industry. So I decided to go back to my first love, and that was working with women of color in business, right? So how were you able to use the travel industry, the things you learned there, to transition into the health and wellness industry?
Well, with the travel industry, I'm just going to be, I'm very upfront about who I am and transparent, but I was very, very shy, you know, for years. And so when I started doing travel, I went to school to be into get a degree in travel and tourism, but I never did anything with it. So then I moved into travel after so many years, but it kind of opened me up to kind of, you know, be and not so fearful of talking to people in general, you know, trying to move away from that trauma. The trauma stays with you for years. And so just moving away from that. And so travel helped me with that. And it just kind of prepared me. I would have never thought that I would be where I am today because of how my journey has been. And it's just amazing how God has led me back to from the trauma to where I am now. And so I'm just grateful for that.
That is so awesome. That is so incredibly awesome. So I think you transitioned very well. You know, that it was the stepping stone to help you get to where you are, because you are so passionate about what you do. I love the energy that you, like I said, that you bring And I think that helps you, it transitions and it, you know, people can feel that in what you do with the Secret Garden Wellness Spa, right?
Right.
So what's your motto? What's your motto? Do you have a motto or a mantra or something that you have for your business?
Yes, I do. My motto is to serve and empower the whole woman.
Ooh, you know, all right now.
Yeah, because we do half of her, you know, and we don't do the whole woman. And so that's the area that we really need to, you know, to educate women on and let them know that they're beautiful regardless of what's you know, how they feel about themselves. Mm-hmm. And so we want to serve them. You know, everybody does everything, but nobody serves us as women. And we, you know, and we got to be okay with that. But also we got to get to a place where we're educated and other women serve each other, you know, and empower each other. So that's our
Absolutely.
Motto.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. Who's in your business circle? So, you know, I always believe that you said women have to empower women. I have a business coach. I have two of them. As a matter of fact, I have a business bestie. I have people that are in my circle that listen. When I say, we'll light a fire under my feet. Woo. <I love it. laughs> Yes. So, you know, I believe, you know, I posted yesterday a quote that says, behind every successful woman is a tribe that has her back, right? And right. My tribe is like, I think my tribe is the dopest tribe ever. I kid you not, hands down, I would put them up against anybody. But who's in your circle? Who helps you stay level? Who helps you stay focused? Who motivates you to keep going?
Of course, Nicole, you know, you're in my circle, honey. Yes.
And I'm happy to be in your circle. It's so awesome to be in people's circle.
Yes, you're in my circle. But also I have others like Jenny Graham. She likes a fire under me. Candace Holyfield. She really likes
yes.
my fire. She
oh, likes yes.
So, you know, and Maxine Palmore, you know, my guru for, you know, keeping me financially stable and helping me out in that area. So those are some of those women that really empower me to stay focused. And when, you know, things get a little down, they light the fire and keep me going.
I love it. So tell people how they can get in touch with you. If they want to come visit, they might be visiting Tennessee and, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of spas, you know that? So how can they reach out to you and be a part? I know you have a group, a private group, where you share and you educate. And every now and then, I kid you not, I lay out laughing because you put something in there that's really thought provoking. It's funny, but it's thought provoking. It's like, ooh, yeah, didn't even think of that. I love that group page. It's a private group, but tell them how to, if they want to be a part of that private group and they want to connect with you, how can they do that?
Well, if you want to be a part of the private group, you can inbox me or email me at thesecretgardenwellness@gmail.com. And we kind of have that group private because the nature of the things we discuss, and some of the men try to get into the group, but that's not for you.
That's too funny.
Yeah, it's just about us, but we have to keep them out, you know.
Right.
And we just talk about some serious things, some thought-provoking things, you know. So just if you're interested in joining, we would love to have you on board and be a part of it. And hopefully that you will be educated and that we will give you something that you can take with you on a daily basis. But just inbox me or email me at, like I said, thesecretgardenwellness@gmail.com. And I'll be glad to add you to the group.
Awesome. Now, listen, you mentioned two heavy hitters, Candace Holyfield, Jenny Graham, which we call her Jay Chic.
Yeah.
And both of these ladies are phenomenal. I actually did Combo the Currency. Brunch with them recently. And I was just blown away. I'm not in the spa industry or health and wellness industry, but it was absolutely amazing just to be amongst all of these owners, these founders, these CEOs who are doing outstanding work just across the country. And some of these ladies flew in from different places. I was absolutely blown away. It was my first time meeting Candace Holyfield. And of course, I've known Jenny for many years, and she's amazing. I know if you are considering them part of your circle, you have some things under your belt and you are looking toward growing. So what plans do you have to grow your business? Because I know you do.
Oh, yes, I do, Maddie.
I love it.
I want you to know what the plans are. In about 31 days, I will be turning 60 years old.
Hey, hey, milestone birthdays. Yes.
Absolutely. And I am currently, in as of March the 7th, I will be in school again.
Oh, well, look at you. Hey, lifelong learners. I love it. Okay.
I have not been, well, let's see, it's been 38 years since I went to school. So I have decided to go to esthetician school at the Memphis School.
Yes.
So they're very excited, quite nervous, of course, with my age, but I'll be okay. But hey, I'm excited about that. And so
yes. Rock it out.
I'm going to rock it. Absolutely.
You are. And
thank you for encouraging me, adding to that, because I know I got this.
But, you do. And I'm excited about it.
Yes, I will finish up in November and we will be relocating to North Carolina in 2023.
Okay. Okay. Leaving me. I'm coming with you.
Come on. Now, as far as Covington, I'm going to stay here the rest of this year, depending on how business is, whether we'll close this site or we hire a spa manager to carry it on. But it's been a great year. 2021 was great for us. So we're expecting great things to continue. But I do know that we will be relocating to North Carolina and we will be specializing in men's self-care. So I will be adding that too.
Nice.
Yes. So it will be a twofold spa. So one side would be for the women, the other side would be for the men.
I love it. So is your honey joining you in business?
Honey said he's retiring.
I love it. I guess he said you can hold it down. I love it.
Honey said, I'm turning 65 this year. You turning 60. It's my time to shut it down.
Yeah,
so I told him, I'm going to let him shut it down. So my son, you know, is my co-owner, my baby boy. And so he's, you know, we're moving forward with that. And he's doing some things in the, you know, preparing himself for
it. I'm loving it. You know, self-care for men, let's talk about it for a second. Self-care for men is so needed. You know, our men, you know, we look across the years and all these young men that have passed, celebrities even, that have passed because of health issues. You know, men tend to stick it out, I guess I want to say, not really pay attention to the things that they need to. And women, we're guilty of it as well. So I love the idea that you are now going to put something in play for men, because healthcare and you know, wellness for men is so incredibly important. They're the breadwinners, right? And so they need to be taken care of too.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one day a week I shut down and I see men clients here. And so they come in and they get services done. We talk. Of course,
awesome.
I should be a counselor, because I think that's something to add to my plate. But we talk about things that they don't have another woman to talk about, which are serious things about their health and taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We launched a new men's beard care line this past couple months ago. And so that's moving pretty good. And so the men are purchasing those kits and everything. The men love us here too. So, you know, we cater to them one day a week.
I love that. I didn't even know you were doing that. So that's awesome. You should put that out there, because I think that you would probably, well, you might get flooded with men if they find out about that. I think that's awesome though, because men do really need that. And we appreciate you. So Brenda, I want to just share something with you. There's quotes, you know, I love quotes. I always put motivational quotes on my Instagram and Facebook. I'm always sharing something motivational. And there's quotes that actually remind me of people. This quote in particular, when I asked you to be a guest on the podcast, came to mind. And it says that positive thoughts are not enough. There has to be positive feelings and positive actions. And to me, that really speaks to who you are as a CEO. You get it. It resonates with you. And you make sure that it resonates with your clients, your guests, the people that you are around. You have always been a positive force. I believe that's why we connected when we did and the way we connected. You have always had positive thoughts. You just shared with us your journey, but even with you sharing you know, I know somebody is going to get some healing just from hearing what you just said. And with that, you put it in action. You put those positive thoughts into positive feelings and positive actions by opening Secret Garden Wellness Spa. And we absolutely thank you for your service, being a servant to others. Absolutely amazing. Most people would just ball up in a corner and say, oh, you know, woe is me. But you did it. You took that and you just took charge and look at you now. And going back to school, I am so super excited. That just made my day. You are going back to school to become an esthetician. And I am so excited for you. I know our listeners are probably cheering you on, and we want to hear about that journey. So when you finish school, you got to come back and do another episode with us and share what you learned, because I know it is probably going to be the most amazing experience for you. So I want to thank you for being a part of the podcast today. And I want you to just, before we close out, just share what's something that you would like to pass on to the next generation of spa owners?
First of all, I want to say thank you for asking me to be a part of the podcast. It means a lot to me. But what I, and that quote that you was just talking about, it speaks to my heart. It really, really does. And it's just more confirmation that that I am walking in my purpose. But what I want to share with others is, first of all, pray. You know, you gotta be connected. You know, whatever your beliefs are, I know what mine is. You know, I know who created me, but everybody have different beliefs about spiritual things. But pray for a confirmation that what you want to do is aligning up with the Creator and what your purpose is for your life.
Okay? That's good.
You know, stay focused, stay coachable, and always a student.
You know, always.
You gotta learn. You gotta stay on top of it, and you know, just believe and trust that what you want to do, you can do it. You know, and my whole concept is you know, you gotta forgive, you gotta heal, and then you can live. And so, when you do those things, you know, for yourself personally, you would be good. For everybody else, you'll be able to empower somebody else. But if you take those things, forgive the people, heal yourself, and live and just serve your people.
Awesome. Thank you again, Brenda, for being a guest on the podcast. And I just want to leave our guests with that quote again. Positive thoughts are not enough. There have to be positive feelings and positive actions. And we thank you, Brenda White of Secret Gardeners Wellness Spa. We are cheering you on. Best of luck to you. We love you.
Love you guys too. Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.